Cousins was the editor of the Saturday Review of Literature, a fairly popular mass magazine of the time. Cousins had been very much concerned about the atomic bombing of Japan, and particularly concerned not only on humanitarian grounds, but concerned with the portents of that bombing for the future. Did this signal an end to the world, a beginning of mass suicide for nations? And therefore, Cousins began a series of projects that would raise the nuclear question in the United States to public prominence. He brought a group of bomb-scarred Hiroshima bombing victims, the so-called Hiroshima Maidens, to the United States in the mid-1950s for plastic and reconstructive surgery. He helped to found the National Committee for Sane Nuclear Policy and became its first co-chair. Perhaps most significantly, and very few people know this, Cousins became involved as the intermediary between U.S. President John Kennedy and Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev in terms of negotiating the Atmospheric Test Ban Treaty of 1963. He shuttled back and forth with messages from one world leader to the other and finally convinced both that the other was sincere and that they really wanted this. And the result was new arms control negotiations beginning in the summer of 1963 and the partial test ban treaty signed that same summer by the U.S., Soviet, and British governments.